Cleaning Nation, it is time. Welcome back. We're going to have some fun. You're going to soak up some wisdom and find everything you need to grow your cleaning company right here in this handy dandy podcast. Before we go, I wanted to thank you for sharing the love, sharing with friends, helping make us successful. The Facebook group is growing. If you're not a member of that, it is totally free if you're owner of a cleaning company. Our YouTube channel is growing. The podcast is doing great, all because of you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for showing the love, giving us positive reviews on iTunes, all that good stuff. Now, if you are getting massive value on the show, feel free to subscribe on Twitter and YouTube, tattoo it on your forehead, do whatever you want to do, show the world you are a proud member of Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Adama Sender from Made Especially. Made Especially serves the Cleveland, Ohio area with residential cleaning. If you want to reach out to Adama her team, you get a hold of them at www.madeespecially.com. Adama, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about how you found Cleaning Nation and how you found the cleaning business as a whole.
Okay, so I found your podcast on YouTube. Basically, I started watching the videos and, you know, you give a lot of great advice. So just kept on watching and listening to you. As far as cleaning goes, well, let's see here. I grew up in Germany and I moved to Hawaii with the army in 2010, I think. I had a maid service there for 3 years. And after a tour, we basically moved back to Ohio.
How on God's green earth did you go from Hawaii to Ohio? That's insane.
I know. Yeah, I didn't like it too much at first, but you know, I'm good now. But basically, my ex-husband now, he is from Cleveland originally, so right, that's how I end up here.
So you kept Cleveland, yes, but left the husband, it sounds like.
Exactly.
All right, well, different folks, different exactly. Show. Who am I to judge? Happens, I would be back, you know, in Hawaii, but you know, you do what you gotta, you do you, sister.
Well, sure. Maybe I will end up there again. Who knows, you know?
Well, keep us in touch. All right. So how long have you been? So you ended up in Ohio through your husband. How long have you had your cleaning company?
Officially since last year, but really since August of last year.
Okay. So not like six months about it, seems like.
Yeah, so it's not really a long time. Since I got to Ohio, I really was working in the automotive industry. I was working at dealerships, Chevy dealerships, and then moved to working for Bridgestone. And when I was pregnant, I found I was not, you know, going to qualify for maternity leave. So I quit my job when I was 7 months pregnant and started working on the maid service I have now. And I used subcontractors in the beginning, and after I had my son, I, you know, start cleaning myself, basically.
Okay, so do you still have cleaners working for you? You doing all the cleaning yourself? What do you do now?
Right now, I still clean, but, you know, for recurring customers, I still have some subcontractors that I use from time to time. I'm slowly starting to get away from the field, you know, so I can grow the business.
Good. I love it. Love it. Love it. That would be my first bit of coaching. All right. Well, I am a big fan. How can I help make your life just a little bit better today, sister?
Well, so I wanted to focus on growing my maid service. You know, just like you, I don't want to do residential, commercial, you know, being all over the place. However, I did think about doing commercial down the road, and the daycare I use for my kids asked me, you know, for a quote. And so I don't know if I should bid on the job and do commercial or just, you know, basically just leave it alone and just focus on what I'm doing now.
Okay, great question. Most of the time I get people coming to me after they've already made the decision, generally not in a way that they're happy, and then we've got to unwind it. And as opposed to right now, I've got the opportunity to set you off in the right direction, build a strong foundation. So I love that question. What I hear you saying is right now you do solely residential. You've got the opportunity to bid commercial. You're not sure if that's a road that you want to or should take. Is that a fair synopsis of your question?
Yes, that's about right.
Cool. All right, so let me give you the big key to this is not to make a decision. So I'm going to give you my thoughts on what the right decision is, or what I would do if I woke up in your shoes. But the beauty of all this is my way to get this thing done may not be everybody's way, and there's lots of ways to succeed. So there's one kind of wrong answer, which I'm going to share with you, and then multiple right answers, which you as the business owner get to decide which path you want to take. Fair?
Fair.
Okay. So first and foremost, the wrong answer is to make this decision over and over and over and over again, to not have a plan and decide this is who we are and what we do and what we don't do, and I just stick by that plan. So let's talk about what that looks like first, and then once we kind of have a foundation of how you're going to make these decisions, then we can plug that childcare opportunity into that foundation, and you'll have your answer. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. So I like running my business in just about every facet by red, yellow, green. Red means nope, don't do it, not interested. This is a problem, whether it's profitability, whether I do a job or not, whether I hire somebody or not. Red is no. Yellow is this isn't ideal. We still want to move in a different direction. This isn't where we want to be, but it's not red. We'll tolerate it. We'll consider it. We'll converse about it. We're not pleased, but it's in the realm of possibility. And then green is this is what we're trying to do. I want all my lights to be green across my business board. Again, whether it has to do with profitability or employees or customers, I want everything to be in the green. So what I'd like to do is apply this red, yellow, green concept to different sorts of customers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So first of all, I'm in Phoenix. You do residential. So if I called and said, Adama, get out here. I've got a house. I'll give you $500 a month. You can come once a week, get this bad boy cleaned. You would say what?
Yes, I will.
No. So you're going to fly out here from Ohio to Phoenix from Ohio?
Oh, no, not Arizona.
Well,
no.
I'm not going to move for you. You got to come to me.
No, I can't do that.
Okay, so that's a hard no. Is that? It's up to you. If
red,
you want to come
red,
clean,
red.
I'll sign you up today. But if
no,
that's
no,
a,
no, no, no.
Okay, that's a no. Just want to be clear. So out of state would be red, right? All Arizona customers are red.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're in Cleveland. What if I'm in Dayton? What if I'm, you know, how? So we don't have to go through this whole process, but you are going to go through this process off air. Okay, where is my red, yellow, and green geographically? Phoenix, Arizona, red. Hawaii, unless you move back, red. A suburb of Ohio that might take 30 or 45 minutes, or not Ohio, of Cleveland, that might take 30 or 45 minutes to drive, that might be yellow, right? You might go, well, if it's once a month, no thanks. If it's a weekly contract for $400 a month, yeah, I'll do that. So to see how red is, it's too far. I don't care what you pay or who you are. I'm not going to do that. Yellow is, well, it's not ideal, but in certain circumstances, we'll take it. And then if I called next door to one of your current customers and said, hey, will you clean me? That's green, right? That's you want those all day long. Does that make sense? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to do when you're marketing and when you're looking to attract customers, you're only going to attract green. You're not going to invest in the guys that are 30 or 40 minutes away, right? You're not going to, your dollars spent or time spent on those is going to be zero. You're certainly not going to invest in any red. Obviously, you're not going to do any marketing in Phoenix. So it's only going to be the target people that are within, I'm guessing, 20 minutes of your location. Now, if someone 30 minutes away calls, you're not going to market him. Someone in the yellow calls and says, hey, will you come out? I'm weekly and I really need help. And over the phone, I sound like a perfect client. You're going to come out to see me, right? So green means you're going to spend your time and money focusing and marketing on those people. Yellow means you aren't going to spend any time or money trying to accommodate them, but if they show up at your door with a fistful of money, you'll consider taking it. And red is, I'm not interested in this proposition no matter what. Is that all coming together? You got any questions so far?
No, that sounds exactly right. Yep.
Okay, so now we've got the concept with location. Let's try the concept with types of work. If I moved to Dayton, Ohio, so now I'm right next door to you, so my location is now okay, I'm in the green there, and I say, hey, my car's a mess, come detail it for me. And after that, it needs some touch-up paint and go get it oil changed. Is that a job that you would take as the owner of Made Especially?
No.
Okay. Okay, so that, so car cleaning, it's still cleaning, right? I still want you to clean or detail my car, but that's not what we do, right? So that would be red, fair?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Green would be come to my house and clean it once a week, right? That's what, and I'm right next to you. That would be green, correct? So yellow is going to be things like typically, and for you, these might be green or red, but typically yellow is going to be commercial or I only want you to come out once in a while, or I want you to do a move-in cleaning, mm-hmm. or I want you to do carpet cleaning, or I want you to do windows, or I want you to do drapes or upholstery or floors. There's all these sorts of things that are kind of cleaning adjacent that aren't, that you want to decide once, are these red, yellow, or green? So what about carpets? Do you do any carpet cleaning?
I don't.
Okay, so that's red. If I was one of your residential customers and I said, could you come clean my carpets next time you're here? You would say no. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do a lot of work. You've just decided, and that's that, correct?
Yes.
All right. So now we come to the question that you asked. Now that we've got this framework to play in terms of, we're not deciding whether we're going to do this childcare or not. We're deciding whether commercial accounts are red, yellow, or green, and which commercial accounts fit in which. So commercial accounts totally, right off the bat, not the daycare, just any commercial account, it sounds like it's not green because you told me, hey, I'm residential, this is what I want to do. It's either yellow or red. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, right. And this is where you decide once and you don't constantly kind of beat yourself up with this. Is any commercial account for you, right where you're at, red or yellow? Where would you like to put it?
I'll go with my gut feeling. I'll probably just do red, honestly.
Okay. So, and honestly, if we were coaching one-on-one, that's what I would coach you to do. Especially where you're at in your business right now, it's not appropriate. If you're still doing residential cleaning yourself, you need, step one is to get out of cleaning and get other people cleaning. Mm-hmm. Step two is you've got like five steps you need to do before it even be appropriate for you to consider commercial. So I agree with you 1,000%, but I'm not saying there's no possible way you could succeed. I'm just saying you'd make it harder on yourself. The key I want you to get in Cleaning Nation to get is it's not that you made that red decision. It's that you made a decision. So even if you'd said yellow, then we'd have more conversations about, okay, well, now we have to decide which businesses are yellow and which are red, right? If they're once a month or under $200 a month or too far or too crabby or whatever, there's lots of ways that they could still be red and only some businesses would be yellow. So we'd have to go through that conversation and talk about which businesses are red and which are yellow. You've made it easier and said all businesses are red. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's correct, right?
No, it's correct. Yeah, because I don't feel ready personally to tackle it, you know?
I agree. I don't think you are either, from the brief time that we spent. Right. So the key is you don't go back to that decision. Where you're going to hurt yourself is some other business calls and it's so much money and they're going to do this and that. It's just huge. No, you don't. Just like when I said, will you detail my car? You didn't think about it. You didn't go, I don't know. Let me call and get some coaching. You said, no, I'm not going to do that. No, it took 0% of your time or mind space or ability. No, that's not what I'm doing. So what I want you to do is anytime you have this kind of thought process, you decide if it's red or yellow. If it's red, that's it. So next time when the daycare comes, you can just go, I don't do commercial. You don't think about it. You don't worry about it. You don't spend any time going back and forth, beating yourself up. The answer is no. Just the same as if I said, will you fly to Phoenix or will you detail my car? No, no, no. You don't have to think about it. Can you imagine how paralyzed you would be at your business if every time an opportunity like that came, you had to think about it? It would be impossible, right?
Yes.
Okay, so good. That's the long answer is let's put everything into red, yellow, green. And then you can take this even off air as you go. In Cleaning Nation, you can do this. Even though you put your business in red, you might want to be clearer on your residential in terms of red, yellow, and green. You might say, well, what if it's once a month? Is that okay? You might say, oh, yeah, I love once a month customers. Great, they're green. What if I call you and say, I want you to come clean today, and I might call you in the future, but there's no recurring thing. I just want to call you at random. You might say, no, those are red. I need you to sign up for some sort of contract. Or you might say, that's yellow. I'm not going to look for those customers, but hopefully it's not green. Please don't put that in the green. But you can start deciding in terms of what about if I've got a condo and I want you to come once a month and it should only be $80. You might go, no, that's green or that's red. I'm sorry. My minimum is $200 a month or $100 a month or $100 of cleaning or whatever the case may be. So don't just stop with, you'd have a great start with commercial. That makes your life so much easier. Red, don't think about it. It's done. But after this conversation, go through the rest of your residential customers in terms of what they want, how often they want, how expensive they are, how close they are to your office, how big of a pain in the neck the customer is, right? If I call you and go, Adama, get out here, you dirty jerk, and get my stuff clean and chip, chop, chip. You're going to be like, whoa, I'm not doing business with you for all the money in the world. Hopefully you're going to tell me to pound sand. So people that are rude or don't pay, those might be red, right? You don't take them. So there's lots of ways that you can think about this. It's not just commercial versus residential, or are they close to my office or not close to my office? It's everything. So I would encourage you to take, not just you, Adama, but Cleaning Nation, take 20 minutes. This doesn't have to be a huge 6-hour thing. Just take 20 minutes, listen to this podcast and think through, how rude of a person will I accept? And does that red, yellow, or green? How close do they have to be? How much money do they have to spend? Am I willing to go out and clean something or pay my folks to clean something for $60 or $100 a month? You know, what kind of minimums do I need in terms of frequency, in terms of money, in terms of politeness from your clients, in terms of how long it takes you to drive, all that stuff. Do that work once for 20 minutes. And then every time the phone rings and you have a different opportunity, instead of on that spur of the moment trying to figure out what to do, you've already figured it out. And you can just be like, boom, they're in this bucket and act accordingly. It'll take a lot of stress out of your life.
Makes sense.
Okay. I thought you'd passed out because I talked too long. All right. Any questions or thoughts before we move on to the lightning round? I give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation.
No, I mean, I didn't see things that way, but it's honestly a whole lot easier now in my head too. So, you know, you make a decision and just stick to it no matter what. So,
well, and again, almost no matter what, you can, if you're going to change it,
you know,
you'd never say, okay, this guy's right, red, but I'm going to take him. You would never do that. You would never say, well, I'll take this childcare. You could reconsider and go, am I ready to go to commercial now? Do I want to change commercial from red to yellow? So I'm not saying you can never reconsider it. I'm just saying you would have to move a whole category from red to yellow, not just one specific, oh, this guy's a real jerk, but I'm going to accept him. No, we either have to change and say, yes, we accept jerks as customers, or we don't, but we never make exceptions for this guy or gal or whomever, got but it. We can change categories. Okay, well, let's hit the lightning round. I've done enough yapping. Let's get some of the feedback from you, see what experience you've got to share with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. You are going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Let's see. Trust the process, because I am, you know, like most entrepreneurs, a little bit impatient sometimes, you know, and have a hard time trusting the process. And now I tend to, you know, make decisions, just let things happen. Like, you can't force everything, you know. In time, it will happen. And in the meantime, you just focus on other things, basically.
Beautiful. Trust the process. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe you can save us some of the headache you had to go through.
Taking on jobs that, you know, were either out of my comfort zone or just to help someone else, and it just turned into, you know, just madness. It was not worth it, and lost a lot of hours and possibly employees. So definitely do not, you know, take on jobs that you don't want to do, or, you know, it's not worth the time or money for you.
Yeah. And both of those bits of feedback you've given fit right into what we're talking about, right? If you have red, yellow,
green,
you put your prospects in it and you trust that process, you'll save yourself from taking on the wrong client, which I've always said it's better to lose a winner than win a loser. That's a thinker. You'll get that later. But yeah, you don't want to get the wrong job. It's okay to lose a winner over winning a loser. Okay, that last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something really easily implementable that will improve their life and or their business?
I would say don't wait too long to ask for help if you need it. You know, if you can't do everything, try to find someone who can help you do it, or, you know, leverage other people, you know, to help you do tasks or jobs or whatever it is in life and business, really.
Okay, perfect. Beautiful. Adama, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your story and where you're coming from. I really enjoyed talking with you. I know that Cleaning Nation enjoyed listening. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Adama's show notes page and get everything you need, all the tools to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.